discuss today very quickly is the meaning of raising your voice during the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah. So where does this come from? So the truth is it comes from a Gemara. The Gemara, according to one, at least one opinion, the Gemara says that on Rosh Hashanah, even Yechidim, normally during the year we have Tefillah B'Lachash and the Shliach Tzibur, Chazaras Hashatz. The average person does not have Kavanah to fulfill his Shmoneh Eshrei with the Shliach Tzibur, because he says it himself. Everyone knows the Shmoneh Eshrei Baal Peh. Everyone knows the Shmoneh Eshrei Yaf Sudurim. You say the Shmoneh Eshrei yourself, and that's how you are Mekayim the requirement to daven. Then when the Shliach Tzibur repeats the Shmoneh Eshrei, that's only for the people that do not know how to read, do not know the Nusach. They listen to his brachos, they answer amen, they're mekayim the mitzvah of tefillah by listening to the Shliach Tzibur. The Gemara tells us in Sechta Rosh Hashanah that on Rosh Hashanah, everyone, and this is in ancient times, not today, but in those times, everyone, even the Talmidei Chachamim, would fulfill the mitzvah of tefillah, the Nusach HaTfilah, by listening to the Shliach Tzibur and not by reciting the brachos themselves. The difference between the whole year and Rosh Hashanah. The whole year you daven yourself and you're not yoytze with the Shliach Tzibur, but in Rosh Hashanah you yoytze with the Shliach Tzibur. What in the world is this little creature doing over here? Okay, went down. Spider came down from the ceiling. Okay. So the Gemara says, will be on my lap. Okay, so then the Gemara says, why? Why is that so? And here is the secret to this minhag of raising your voice. The Gemara says, why? Hikshu b'Gemara ma'ishno honi. Why are the tefillos of the yomim l'ram different than the tefillos of the year? And the Gemara says, ela mishum de avshei. Because the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah are avshei. Now, many of us know this expression, avshei, from the laws of Shabbos, called avshei milsa. It makes noise. There are things that a goy is allowed to do for a Jew on Shabbos, but what the goy does makes noise. If a goy vacuums, one of the classic examples, you're not allowed to allow a goy, even if he's not told, he's doing it on his own, take a vacuum cleaner and start vacuuming your house on Shabbos. Because when you vacuum, it makes a lot of noise. And then people who pass by, who are in the vicinity, they hear a goy vacuuming. It's a zilzal in the honor of Shabbos. Even though technically you're not doing anything wrong, you didn't tell him to do it. He's doing it on his own, for his own benefit. But a vacuum cleaner makes noise. And by extension, anything which is bepirsum, which is a public chil Shabbos, that's being done on behalf of a Jew, even though the Jew is not instructing the goy to do it, you have to tell the goy to stop. Because it's called avshei milsa. Avshei literally means to make a lot of noise. So according to some, on the Mefarshim, that's when the Gemara says the reason why the Talmidei Chachamim would not be yotze the mitzvah of tefillah by reciting the brachos themselves, the Gemara answers, Mishum the Avshei, what does that mean? It's loud. On Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara is telling us, it was the custom, going back to the time of the Gemara, for individuals to say the brachos, the tefillah, the Shmona Esrei, loud. To say it very loud. And when people are speaking loud, and you don't have a sitter, and everything is by memory, you get confused. If this guy is davening a Shmona Esrei, and I hear what he's saying in the background, I cannot concentrate on my Shmona Esrei. So you know what? The best thing is, I won't say Shmona Esrei. I will just listen to the Shliach Tzibur recite the Shmona Esrei, and I'll answer Amen. So we see from the Gemara indirectly that on Rosh Hashanah, there were definitely people that would recite the silent Shmona Esrei, but it wasn't silent. The time given for the Tzibur to say the Shmona Esrei on their own, people were reciting the words loud. And therefore, many people who are not 100% in the words or need the full concentration to remember the words would get confused because of the noise of the other people saying the Shmona Esrei loud. Therefore, they felt, you know what? Better I won't say the Shmona Esrei, because I'm not going to be able to go through the entire Nusach without making a mistake. I'll just listen to the Baki, to the Shliach Tzibur, who has been designated for this purpose. He will say the Shmona Esrei. I'll listen, and I'll answer Amen. So we learn from this Gemara, incidentally, that it was customary during the Yom Haroim for the people who daven the silent Shmona Esrei to recite their Shmona Esrei loud. That's the minute. Why would they want to do this? What's the reason? Now you have to go a step further. All all we have found here is a Gemara that indicates on Rosh Hashanah the individual would recite his private Shmoneh Esrei loud. Why would the individuals want to do this? So now we go into many reasons. Either because it's a very long Shmoneh Esrei, it's a very long bracha, and it's not said the whole year. And in order for a person to remind himself, so sometimes it helps to say it out loud. If you say it silently, it's harder to recall from memory than if you were to say the bracha out loud. Another reason given is because for some people saying a bracha out loud brings out more kavana. There's more kavanas, and Rosh Hashanah is a day where we need a lot of kavana. Therefore, it was accepted to say the brachos loud. Another reason given why we say the brachos loud is we have to first understand why generally we say the brachos quietly during the entire year. The Gemara says, "Hamashmiya kol b'shas hatfila harezeh miketane amana." A person that says the brachos loud shows that he has a very small amount of faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of the reasons given is because it appears to an observer that this person thinks Hashem does not know his thoughts. Hashem only can hear like a human being, but Hashem cannot read his mind. So if he says the brachos quietly, Hashem is not listening. Hashem only sees him move his lips, but Hashem can't understand his thoughts. So when you speak loud, that shows that a person miketani amona. We don't have this problem on Rosh Hashanah, because part of the nusach of Rosh Hashanah is that before you lefonecha niglu kol ta'alumos v'hamon nistaros v'ato yodea roze oilom v'salumos sishrei kol chai. We explicitly say in the nusach of the Shmoneh Esrei that you Hashem, you know all the secrets. So since HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed does know all the secrets on He knows all the secrets, so we no longer have the problem of Hamashmiya Kole Harezem Miketani Amana. A person in Mela is allowed to raise his voice on Rosh Hashanah. The Halacha Lemaisa, another reason why normally during the year we are quiet is because the Malachim are jealous of us. That we have the Koyach HaTfilah, a Koyach that they do not have. They only have a Koyach of singing Shira. They do not have a Koyach of Tfilah. They're jealous of us. And in order we should not provoke them to harm us, we say our Tfilahs quietly. But on the Yimei Hadin, the Malachim are silenced, especially on Yom Kippur. They have no reshus to be mekatreg, and therefore there no longer is a problem of kinah. There's no problem of kinah, so gezundahed, we have no problem, we are allowed to raise our voice. One of the strong makaris, both pro and con, comes from Chana. Chana, according to our tradition, she was mispalo for a child, Shmuel, in the presence of Eli on Rosh Hashanah. It's the haftarah of the first day of Rosh Hashanah. It's the haftarah. And what does Eli say to her? Chana, why are you quiet? He saw that she was moving her lips quietly. And in fact, now we learn that when a person davens, the proper thing is to say your tefillah quietly. But Eli said to her, why are you quiet? Today is Rosh Hashanah. And in Rosh Hashanah, you're supposed to raise your voice. That's one approach. So we see even from the Ma'aseh of Chana in Echanam, she taught that you should daven quietly. That's what she taught during the entire year round. That was her chiddush. But Eli objected that this should not have been done on Rosh Hashanah. You should be speaking loudly. So we have over here all of these different ideas. Halacha l'maaseh, what do we do? Halacha l'maaseh, we make a pshara. Because according to the original minhag, you're supposed to raise your voice. You know what that means? The real minhag is you recite the Shmoneh Esrei loud. Just like you recite Shema loud, and you recite Pesuk the Zimra loud as you can get. By the Hasidim, they scream. It's scary. If you ever go into a Hasidic minhag, they really raise their voice. That was the original minhag. But again, there are many poskim that disagree, thoroughly reject this custom, especially the Mekubalim, the Zoyah, the Arizal, the Magen Avraham, says you should not raise your voice. And therefore, halacha l'maaseh as a pshara, the Mechaber says, a little bit. in order to preserve this custom, you're allowed to raise your voice during the silent Shemona Esrei a little bit more than you would ordinarily do during the year, but not too much. If you do too much, you're going to disturb someone, and even if you raise your voice a little bit, we're not afraid that that small amount that you increase the volume will cause disturbance, because everyone has in front of them a machzor on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So there really is no issue. So halacha l'maisa, we make this pshar, this balance between the original minhag of fully raising your voice, and the minhag of and those who object, one should not. Another source why this came about is from Nusach Svart. The Svart, and we know, blow tekiyos during the silent Rosh Hashanah, during the silent Shemona Esrei. So how do you get? So how do you know when to blow? How do you know? When does the Baal Tekiah know? Now is the time when everyone has finished the bracha of Zichron HaShofas. So it became the custom. People would say the bracha loud, and they would say it together. And that way, now you know everyone has finished. Everyone finished this section of the Shemona Esrei. Now the Baal Tekiah would blow. Now that's only good for those who have the Nusach Minhag to Daven Nechsvar. But it appears that also had some influence over why we do this. Another reason why we do this, so we raise the voice, another time given, is because the minhag was done to impress upon people they should not daven for themselves. You should daven for others. When a person davens for yourself, you daven quietly. It's like you're a beggar coming to ask for a piece of bread. But when you're coming to collect for someone else, I don't need your bread. I have bread. I'm coming to collect for the poor somewhere else. You're not embarrassed because it's not for me. Adrava, I'm giving $1 million, so you also give $1 million. You also, there's no shame when you're coming to collect for someone else. On Rosh Hashanah, don't daven for yourself. You daven for others. You daven for your neighbors, your friend, your family. You daven for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Nela, if you're raising your voice, it goes hand in hand. Raising your voice always means you're davening for other people. There's one very nice remez. And the remez, it says in the Pasuk, that's exactly what we do during the Aseres Yemei Teshuva. We're davening not for ourselves, we're davening for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're davening in order to HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the world. And this really is found in the Remez, the Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Hei Pasuk Gimel, Hakshiva L'kol Shav'oi. Listen to the voice of my cry. L'kol Shav'oi is an expression which means a loud sound. Malki Velokoi, my King and my God, Ki Elecha, to you espalo. Everyone, I think this is a very pretty famous pasuk from Tehillim. Well, whatever. Hakshiva l'kol shava, listen to the sound of my cry. Malki v'lokoi ki elecha espalo. So we're going to break up this pasuk into two parts. Hakshiva l'kol shavoi malki. When Hashem is melech, during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, when we change Nusach from Akel HaKadosh to HaMelech HaKadosh, our time of Malchus, then it's L'kol Shavoi, the voice of my cry, which has a connotation, a loud voice. But when the Elokai, when it's Kel, Baruch Ato Hashem Akel HaKadosh, Ki Elecha Espalol. So then I only pray. Espalol has a connotation in contrast to Shavoi, a quiet tefillah. Then, during the time of the year when it's only Kel, we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu quietly. Okay, so I think we've gone through quite a number of different reasons over here of why we raise our voice, the minhag, different minhagim. So we'll stop here.